This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey! Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Do you know this? This is like the only one this year.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
It's the only Friday the 13th in the entire year.
Really?
Just want to throw that out there.
I got a text this morning from my fiance that said, there's three next year.
Yes.
We picked a great year to get married. I was like... Okay.
Doesn't he have 13 tattooed somewhere?
On his ankle. He got it right when we started dating. Happens to be my favorite number.
Is that why you did it?
No, it was a Friday the 13th tattoo deal, which by the way, if you're a tattoo person, you probably already know, but you can go get like super discounted tattoos today.
Anything you want or just something?
Nope.
They pick one.
And like, okay. Yeah.
All right. So this is our opportunity. I want to talk about silly superstitions.
Ooh.
This is the moment. Does everybody have, like, there's the obvious ones. Do you believe in the one where you don't walk under a ladder?
No. Yes.
Why would I walk under a ladder anyway? It's going to fall on me.
No, if it's leaning against a wall, it's not going to fall.
I won't walk under it. There's
yeah,
no,
I wouldn't
there's
either.
No need for me to do that.
For real. So
I don't
everyone
need to be
in
involved.
The room, nobody thinks that's silly. You think that's a real superstition.
I literally have said, I will do it.
You
I,
will do it. Okay.
I don't
Can we find
it.
A ladder and put her under it?
Yeah. And throw yeah. black cats at her?
I'm allergic.
So not
Please
that
don't.
One.
To ladders?
What about the, I don't know if this is silly. Do you guys lift your feet when you go over railroad tracks?
No.
You
what?
Have to.
Oh, I don't think I've
How
heard of that
How could you
one.
Do that when you're driving?
Well, my car, I can lift everything, but yeah. no, you just, for a second, you just lift your feet. It's like, whoop, boom.
No.
No.
Huh.
Do you hold your breath in a tunnel?
Yes. If I can, but there's that really long one. What road
it's
is that?
Eisenhower. It's on I-70.
That one. I almost said the
I
70.
Almost made it.
What? It's way too long.
No, you can make
and
it.
It's
if
so
you're
scary.
Doing about 80.
When I'm in that tunnel, I'm thinking,
Why? Because there's a mountain on top of you?
Yeah. That's so scary.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
Do you hold your breath when you go past a cemetery?
No.
I
That's
used
one?
To. Yeah.
Okay, you know about that. Yeah.
What does that do?
I still
Because they're
going
to steal your soul or something? Or what?
Why I don't know. It was just like you're paying respect because you don't want to rub it in that you're breathing.
Is that really what you thought?
That's what I thought it was, okay. Yeah.
They know you're faking.
You don't want to rub it in? That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
It's necessary to prevent spirits from entering your body.
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Goodness.
Right. So, like, do you believe in the breaking a mirror one?
Oh, yeah. That you'll get like 7 years of
yes.
bad luck.
Mm. Can I? I've told this story on the air before, but I have to ask. Maybe I'm asking Erica.
Okay.
Had a girlfriend, had a full length mirror, and she like leaned it against the back of a door. And
Why
then
would
when,
she do that?
I don't know. But then when I walked in and like closed the door, it fell and broke. Did I break the mirror or did she break the mirror?
you both got 7 years of bad luck.
No, I think it's her. I think she also, did it.
Does it get split? You guys both get 3.5?
Yeah, and you guys broke up, so there's your bad luck, or maybe it's good luck.
It was a good thing, though. Yeah. She married a really cool guy.
Oh.
So she's doing great.
So I think that you broke the mirror.
No, that doesn't count. Like, then I could just set you up. I could put a mirror, like,
yeah,
next to your car.
Yeah, witchcraft.
Oh, yeah, like voodoo.
Like, definitely not witchcraft, by the way. Witches, please don't come for me.
I don't know, because I did believe in it until my daughter knocked over a mirror and it broke. And it's like, she was like,
no, that's
she was
fair, right?
It's like, she's, no, she's, that's not, yeah, she didn't know. Mm. That doesn't feel fair.
Well, when she turns 8, things are going to get good again.
Yeah.
I guess.
She's like waiting. She's like, oh my gosh.
So here's what we need, though. We need ones that are weirder than the ones we're talking about. We need like silly super, like if you have a weird superstition that you have to do. I mean, we'll take normal ones too, but like, what is the weird superstition you have in your life? 303-222-5423. You can call or text.
I had a lot of them as when I used to play basketball as an athlete. Like, athletes have a lot of stuff. Oh. I'd have to tie my shoes a certain way. I'd have to eat the same thing before the game. I'd have to touch the sign that says play like a champion today. I'd have to hit the two O's in champion and today or...
Really?
Yeah,
can I ask you a question about all these, though?
Mm-hmm.
There were times you did that and you lost the game, right?
Absolutely.
So why wouldn't it negate it?
Right.
And then most of the time when I would just play my best would be when we'd be playing pickup. And
oh, and
like,
you didn't do it?
I didn't do any other stuff. I was just like tied my shoes and
so
played.
Maybe
I don't know.
It was backwards. And it you were
very
cursing
well could
yourself.
Have been. It could have been.
The double O's. Spooky.
Do you touch a plane when you go in?
Mm-mm. No.
Oh, I touch like the outside of the plane every time I get on a plane.
You know, I can't even talk about planes.
Because you're so scared.
I have so much more and more every day. So much flight anxiety.
Why?
There's been lots of crashes.
When was a big crash?
Literally.
Oh, yesterday.
Yeah. No, but it's like, but not big. Was it big?
Yeah.
Like 240 people.
Like,
I should really check the news.
Yeah, you should. You should.
Okay, but like... But that's not very
often.
Maybe
none of those people touched the plane.
That's what the problem is.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe one guy did because there was one survivor.
That's true.
You never know.
Okay.
I do kind of have a silly one. Okay. Well, it's not.
This is what we need.
I believe it, though. So, I don't know. Where you can't have a mirror at the end of your bed.
What?
Because it's like it invites like demons in or something. Like if it's, yeah.
Who? What are you?
You cannot have a mirror at the foot of your bed.
Like pointing at you?
Yeah.
I've heard that. It's like a feng shui kind of thing.
I probably wouldn't want that there anyway.
But like, what if you have the weird little dresser there or the dresser with the mirror?
No mirrors at the foot of your bed.
Yeah,
so it would have to be on the side of your bed.
Side's I've got okay. one on the side. That's okay.
So, yeah, side's okay, but not at the foot.
It's at the foot on the side, not facing the head.
She's saying it's still on the side, but it's towards the foot.
Yeah, no,
it just can't face the bed.
Mm.
What difference does it make?
Mine is wrong then.
Why?
It's at the foot of the bed.
Oh. Yeah.
Facing the bed. I mean, where else would you want a mirror?
Right, because you want to watch your work.
On the side.
Stop!
You have it on the side, not at the foot.
Well, my daughter knocked that one over.
Did you
break it?
All of this feels weird.
Okay, silly superstitions. If you've got a weird one, we'd love to hear what it is. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're talking about silly superstitions. Wait, can I just ask a weird question?
Yeah.
I know we probably have this handy, but like, why is Friday the 13th bad?
Hmm.
Does anybody know? Why is the number 13 bad? Like, what happened to 13 to make us all like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know, actually.
12 is the complete number. 12 months, 12 zodiac sign, 12 apostles.
Yeah, but we just
13,
made all that up.
So 13 feels off or excessive. So it, I don't know.
It does feel like a weird number. You can't really divide it or, you know. Like,
and then
it's a prime.
Fridays have been considered unlucky days.
Why? Friday's the best day ever.
Because Jesus was crucified on a Friday.
Oh. It goes back to like a...
It's like really old.
It's also something about the Last Supper. There were 13 people present.
Yeah.
Clearly, we weren't reading our Bibles.
Well, yeah, there's 12 apostles and JC, but like...
The old JC.
The old
JC.
Right. So he's the unlucky one?
And then Fridays were also considered to be an unlucky day to begin a voyage.
Okay. I'm just curious why we just picked it. And then like the Swifties of the world think 13 is the greatest number in the world.
It is. Yeah. It's my favorite number.
So if you go ahead.
Oh no, I just realized this morning that I passed up the opportunity to get married on a 13th next year. And I don't know what that was about.
Yeah. Why?
Why? Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. I like guess we just, I don't think I thought about it.
All right. So let's go through some of these texts that people are doing for silly superstitions. Mm-hmm. This one's actually apparently a Mexican and Indian thing. And I think it's India, like whatever.
Okay.
Pregnant women can't look at a solar eclipse.
Does it hurt the baby?
It will cause birth defects.
Really?
What?
I don't think you're not supposed to look anyways. Is that the one that you're not supposed to look at?
You don't look, but
are those the ones that you get the glasses for?
I think those are solar eclipses. You're not supposed to stare right at the sun.
Which I will. I'll look at the sun.
This room is
keep an eye on it.
Well, my mom wouldn't let my wife, my ex-wife now, paint while pregnant.
Well, the fumes.
Yeah, that feels like a bad idea.
Had nothing to do with that.
Really?
Okay. I don't know if this is superstition or an old wives' tale. They, for some reason, way back in the day, if you raise your arms over your head, they somehow thought your umbilical cord is attached to your arms. So if you're like, if you're like painting and doing things, you're moving the umbilical cord and you could wrap the umbilical cord around the baby's throat. So much like the solar eclipse,
this
it was
is
like
so dark.
I swear, we were preparing the nursery for Noah, and my mom was like, "You're not letting her paint, are you?" I'm like, "Yeah, she's in there rolling right now." I was like, "My God, stop!" And we like, wow. I made her stop, and we had to go get an ultrasound to give my mom peace of mind.
Oh,
she was like,
my
gosh. We had to prove that the baby was fine.
I mean, it's weirdly logical. The more you're moving, the more the cord might move. Like, I get it.
Do you understand?
I don't think it's connected to your arms, but the more
it's
you're
shifting
around.
It's not a marionette. It's a totally different thing. It's like...
Okay.
Does anybody else have one they want to read?
You know what I do every time, though, is if I say something, I knock on wood.
I do that. I'm big. Like, and I don't even knock on, it doesn't have to be wood. I just say it.
Yeah.
I just say knock on wood. I'll knock on anything. Does that count?
No, it has to be wood.
But I get what you're saying. Like if I don't even want to say anything because I don't want to manifest anything negative.
We don't know why we do a lot of these things. The other big one that I remember and somebody texted in about it is putting a hat on a bed.
Mm,
and I think if you're a cowboy, I don't know. Somebody's got to look it up. I don't know what it means.
I did look it up and it is especially known among cowboys, military, and actors, placing a hat on a bed is said to invite bad luck or even death. It's thought to bring misfortune, bad energy, or bad spirits into the space.
A hat?
Because historically, people used to believe that evil spirits lived in hair. Slacker, you're good to go.
You know, logically, it actually kind of makes sense.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
You ever imagine, like, the NBC news crew just moments before they go live for nightly news and like the host is back there going, "It's not really any news today, but I'm going to figure it out." Erica literally said that. She's like, "Really no news, but I'm going to figure it out."
News. News.
No. No.
News.
No.
Real hope is to decide this is news or no.
I tried something new today. Okay. I've learned that if I look at her, she falls apart and when she blows
Stop
it.
Looking
I
at
didn't
me.
Look at you at all this time.
No, this
I side-eyed
I laughed
though.
Because I just screamed that first no.
just it's okay.
I just don't think I should have to sing.
No.
Erin has used her nope on that statement. Looks like you're singing.
I will.
Good evening. Welcome to the program. Evening. Happy birthday, Jason. It's Friday the 13th.
Who's Jason?
From the Friday the 13th series.
Yeah, not really familiar with those
Wait,
movies.
It's not his birthday.
I don't know. My real news is that Pixar
Hold
is
on. I got to do this. I got to do this. Erin has this thing that she does where she sneaks in two stories.
Yeah.
Almost every
One
time.
One is like kind of important because it's today. It's Friday the 13th.
Well, Erin, leave some for Erica. There's no other news.
You're right. You're right.
No, I found a really good one. Okay. I found a really good one.
No, Pixar's next big movie is bringing back the best thing that Pixar does, bloopers.
Oh, really? Oh,
the animated bloopers at the end of Toy Story with like Barbie. I remember the she's like the flight attendant. She's like, "Have a good day. Thank you. Be nice. Whatever." And it's so funny.
I don't remember that.
They animate the bloopers.
She's like, "Oh, my cheeks are so sore."
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tom Hanks gets stuck in the tire. I guess it's technically Woody.
They draw like a mustache and stuff on Buzz's helmet. So when he closes it, it has a mustache on his face and stuff.
Wow.
I guess I never make it that far.
What's the new Pixar movie?
I don't know how to say it. E-L-I-O? Elio?
I think it's Elio.
And what
I've
is that about?
Previews for it.
I don't know.
It's like it's a young boy. And is there an alien maybe, I think? There's something. Huh. I don't know.
I did see that they've green-lighted The Incredibles 3.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because The Incredibles 2 sucked.
It did.
I don't even know if I ever saw it.
It wasn't great.
Did you
see
Incredibles 1, though?
Of course.
Incredibles 2, do you have any of that thing where, like, you get, like, bright lights shine, like, whatever, like, gives you vertigo or, like, makes you want to throw up or anything? Because that movie will make you throw up.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was too much.
It's way too much.
I'm a real perfect girl.
Yeah, you're not going to watch
this. Good evening.
Good. Oh, you're so ready.
I'm so ready. This is so exciting. I forgot about this. Is anyone else here? No, don't do it. Don't do it.
This is the greatest opportunity in the history of opportunities. She's so happy. I could end it for her with just one word.
Does anyone else watch the show Traitors?
No, but I heard the last season was really good because that had Sandoval, right?
Sandoval and Gabby Windy.
Yeah.
What's it
called? I heard it was really funny.
Traitors. And it is
like
coming
traitors
back for...
Like Traitors or
Traitors? Traitors.
Okay.
Traitors.
Okay.
That's how the host says it. And this, the new season's
the
cast
host is
just
that
got announced.
Scottish dude, right?
Alan Cummings.
Yeah.
Yes.
Love him.
And Donna Kelsey is going to be on Traitors. Yes.
Wow.
Which is like very out of character for her, I think.
Yeah.
Doing a reality show, but I'm very, very excited about this.
Hold on.
The hot brunette's in it too. From
the hot brunette.
Male
or female? Rob from Love Island.
Yeah.
Yes. And Colton Underwood, former bachelor. Married to a man.
I just want to get this straight. So your swiftiness goes so far that now you give a flying F what Donna Kelsey does. It's that like you've drank the Kool-Aid, you've got the Nikes on and the purple blanket, and you're like...
Nikes and the purple blanket. God.
Do you not understand cult references?
No.
It was Heaven's Gate. They all killed themselves on the same day when the Hail Bop Comet was coming by.
Okay. Let's not bring Nike into it.
Here's the thing. I became a big fan of Donna Kelsey when the boys were playing each other in the Super Bowl, and I just thought it was really cute, and she did a lot of interviews and whatever.
And she did the half and half jersey.
And now that Taylor's also involved, of course I'm excited that she's going to be on Traitors.
So it's a reality show.
People stab each other in the back. There's three traitors. Everyone else is trying to figure out who the traitors are. It's incredible reality television.
Okay.
I need to watch it.
Yeah,
please
it's so good.
Text in to 303-222-5423 if you're mad at me for not using my nope on that. Because I feel like
text in. I don't know the number still. If you're annoyed with this Slacker today.
Because wow. I like
it's a good story. People out there care.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
Good evening. In honor of Father's Day fast approaching, at what age do you think people say they start to become their fathers?
34.
Hold on.
28.
I don't think I am. Do women become their fathers too?
No, I'm my mom.
Yeah.
You are? Do you like your mom?
I love my mom.
Would you tell us on
the
radio if you didn't?
Yeah, probably.
Because Erin doesn't like her mom.
That's not true. I love her.
Oh my gosh.
And actually, in fact, I specifically remember the moment where I was like, I'm turning into my mom. I held my nephew. This was like a year ago. So he was only about a year. And I called him Buddy Boy. And I was like, that's what my mom used to call my brother. I'm toast. Aww. Like, I am turning into my mom.
Oh, my dog that.
I don't think I'm my dad.
You don't think you turned in at all? You didn't have a don't touch the thermostat. Huh. You didn't have
You yell at me in here for it.
I know, but that's different. No, I don't know.
Not at all, really?
No.
You feel like you're your dad?
Yeah, and I came a little early, I think. Most people say, Erin had a good guess, it's 37, according to the survey, when they start to feel more like their father with every passing year.
Okay.
Even when you had kids, you didn't feel like, you didn't have that kind of like, oh, I get it.
No.
Like they were just
I feel like
trying to figure it out. And What's that?
37 is late.
I agree.
My fiance is becoming a dad more and more every day.
Because you're pregnant.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Literally 14 seconds ago, the magic of Friday sunk into Erica.
Yeah.
It's Feel Good Friday!
Woo! This day always sneaks up. I don't know why.
Don't you want to feel good?
I do. I was just so focused on, you know, getting home later.
That's what's making me feel
good. Oh, I'm
good.
So sorry. You have to be here at this awesome job. Everyone. Okay, well, I'll go first.
Yeah.
There's a company called Code Blue CPR. Mm. They sell defibrillators.
Okay. Ooh.
The founder of the company just fulfilled a lifelong dream and climbed Mount Everest.
Wow.
While they were up there, they dropped a defibrillator off at the base camp at 16,500 feet.
That's awesome.
Fast forward 3 weeks, a French woman was up there and dropped dead from a heart attack. The only thing that could save her is a defibrillator. And there happened to be one. And she was shocked back to life.
I don't feel like we needed the sound effects on that one.
That's awesome. That's really cool. I dated a girl who had a pacemaker. And so she tuned me into noticing the defibrillators at places like gymnasiums.
Really?
Have them a lot. Yeah.
Oh,
so
really?
I tend to notice them. Yeah. Now, only because I knew they were important to her. And now
there's one here. Do you know where it is?
By the kitchen.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Here in the building?
Yeah.
Yeah. They put them in. We're kind of cutting edge when it comes to that stuff. Okay. Also, some people who
I
work
don't know
here
if anyone is registered to use them though.
Yeah. I think you just strap it on and hit it, right? Just.
Nah, I don't know how to use it.
No one knows. No, we don't know how
sorry,
to use
I played
it.
Elephant.
You
it's
go.
Next to.
Clear!
You know, I don't. The reason you say clear, do you know why you say that?
Because you want everyone not touching the person.
Who's very smart. All right.
That's cool. I have a story. I'll go.
Yay!
I'm not sure where my story took place. I think in the UK, but there is a man who was a
No,
you already did sound effects. This is Feel Good Friday.
Oh, sorry.
There was a fire in a building, and there was luckily a crane operator nearby, and so he was able to use his crane to save a man from the burning building, lowered him to safety. So, whoa. Which is cool. Great enough story as it is.
Yeah.
But this man, the crane operator, he's 66. He just found out that he has a terminal cancer diagnosis.
No.
He most likely had the cancer while he saved the man, but like this has all come about.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's been granted, people want to pay him back. So there's a company, the Bucket List Wishes. They're basically like, we're here to give you whatever you want. You saved a man, you're terminal, you're 66. What do you want? We'll give you anything. And he said he wanted two things. He wanted new flooring for his home, and he wanted a garden shed for the home that he just recently moved into. He wanted a shed and new floors.
He could have anything in the world.
And that's what he chose.
Mm. Such a dad move.
It is a good, yeah. I'm pretty jealous. A shed would be nice.
You got close to crying on that one.
Very close, yeah. You can have anything.
I know. There's something really just touching about that.
Hmm.
Huh. Did we give you enough time?
Oh, yeah, I've got one. This is out of Arizona. There was a 14-year-old kid who was riding his bike around and found $300 of cash and credit cards inside a wallet. So
how old? 13?
14.
Yeah, I'm keeping that.
He was in the middle of saving for an electric dirt bike, but he decided, I'm going to actually return this wallet. And, you know, he did the whole thing where he like sent the photo of the ID to his mom, and then his mom figured out where the wallet belonged, I guess. And
well, yeah, the address is on the ID.
Right. That's true. But he's 14.
This is my favorite. Mom did some hardcore investigating by looking up the address.
He didn't even just like go, oh, this is right down the street. Like he made a point to be like, okay, where does this go? Whatever. And the person who got the wallet back decided to give $3,500.
Wow.
What?
That's a lot.
Actually, sorry, it was not the person. It was just a random good Samaritan because the person who lost the wallet posted about it. This is a great kid.
So somebody just gave this kid enough money for the thing he wanted.
I want to make sure that this kid can get his electric dirt bike.
Wow. I have mixed feelings about that.
Not feeling too good.
Do you know what time it is?
I remember being young. I used to go to the kids' night at the YMCA, and they would sell pizza. And one time I bought one slice of pizza. They gave me two. And I said, oh, I only paid for one. And they said, oh, that's so honest. Just keep the second one. And I'm like, that's great. I did the right thing. I got rewarded. And then like a few weeks later, it happened again. And I'm like, oh, I only paid for one. You gave me two. And they're like, oh, thanks. And they took it back. And I was like, whoa. I thought I got to keep it.
Why did I?
So now it's like.
So now this kid is going to think, anytime I find a wallet, I'm going to return it and I'm going to get a dirt bike.
Yeah. That's what I think still to this day.
But that means the parents did a great job raising him to return the wallet.
Yeah. But then I started lying once I realized I didn't get to keep the second slice.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
Guys, I think we should learn. I think it's time. Let's make the show smarter.
Oh, yeah.
Do we have a song for it?
Kinda.
Yeah, here we go.
Let's learn! Let's learn!
That's not our normal.
No, and it's very much like...
it's Wayne's World.
Yeah.
It's, oh.
Let's learn!
And how does it go in Wayne's World?
Wayne's World!
Got Party it. On! Excellent!
That.
Would you believe me if I told you I never watched Wayne's World?
Yeah.
I think from now on, I'm just going to say the text line number so you can just send your hatred in.
No.
303-222-5423. No, here's what we want. We just want you to tell us something we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Or something really interesting. I think we all have these weird little facts in our head.
My favorite fact I learned when we were moving to Colorado. Colorado gets... So when you don't live here, you think of South Park and the hoodies and the like beanies and it's cold, right?
Yeah.
But, but Colorado gets 300 days of sunshine a year, more than Miami, Florida.
I believe it.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Okay. But also, lately...
No, it sucked a little bit around these parts. I had one and I just lost it.
Mm-hmm.
That's super helpful.
Did you know that Yesterday by the Beatles is considered the most covered song in history?
Interesting. I wouldn't guess that.
Mm, I would go with Happy Birthday.
It's not covered.
Yeah.
But it's covered every day by millions of people.
Somebody wrote it.
I know, and that family was weird for a long time. You knew that, right?
I bet they were weird. They said, why did our song do this?
What's weird about it?
You don't really know this?
No, I seriously don't.
This is a fun fact.
Or is it?
They would sue. Like, you could sing it at your house and they're not going to do anything about it. But like Chili's, they'd like, no, you can't. Like,
you can't.
That's why all restaurants have those stupid.
Happy birthday from all of us to you.
Yes.
We wish it was your birthday so we could party too.
Hey.
Right. That's why. Is that Chili's?
And I cannot do the news or no song. I think that's Chili's. We went to Chili's a lot for family birthdays growing up.
That's what I'm saying. But that's why restaurants have stupid songs like that. Yeah. Because they would have, it's like the Michael Buffer thing. Like if you say that, if I were to say that thing right now, his people would rappel from the ceiling and shoot us in the face.
Yeah.
I don't know what
Let's get ready to
party.
Close.
Yeah. I'm not going to say that.
If I said that thing, his people are just waiting to sue people. All right. Here's an interesting fact that I read. You ready? Penguins used to be as tall as humans.
Stop, I don't like that. It.
Can we just have a moment?
Why did they shrink?
I don't. But thank God they did.
I know.
Imagine those wings. They could mess you up.
I've never seen their wings out. Do their wings come out?
No, but they're just like, I feel like they're strong.
Okay. Is that a fact?
Are they, hold on. Didn't are they considered, the are they considered wings? They don't fly.
Well, they swim, so are they fins?
Yeah, is it a flipper?
But they're a bird, aren't they?
They are.
You know, we're doing a thing we like to call Let's Learn.
Okay. I've got one.
Okay, go.
It is illegal in Switzerland to own just one guinea pig.
You have to own a bunch.
It's considered animal abuse because they're social beings and they get lonely.
Okay, I've got on that same thing.
Yeah.
Social beings, and I never knew this until today. Cows have best friends.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
And if you separate them, they're super sad.
Yeah.
What?
Which means there's a lot of sad
cows. Yeah, there's just sad cows out there.
They're moody. Oh. Right. Mm. And you all made me do that.
We did not.
We didn't actually request it.
Set me up.
All right, so if you have a stupid fact, what was the one I had in my head?
I don't know.
If you have a weird fact that you want to throw down on us, we want to hear it. 303-222-5423. You can call or you can text.
Arguably the best invention of all time, the TV remote. It came out in 1950 by Zenith, and it was originally called the Lazy Bones.
What?
Shut your mouth.
Yeah.
The Lazy Bones?
At the time, you had to get up and change the channels. They're like, I guess if you're Lazy Bones, you could use this
thing. I figured they would have called it the Clicker.
Lazy Bones?
Then.
I don't think it clicked.
Are you guys a channel changer or a remote or a clicker person?
Remote.
Clicker.
Yeah, we're a clicker family.
Interesting.
Oh, I remember what I was going to say. This is stupid, but like I used to have a billion of these. I think I've probably said it on the show before, but forgive me. I had a civics teacher maybe who didn't teach us civics and just made us learn stupid facts.
Oh.
Okay.
So it was like we had to go figure out like who invented the cotton gin, do you know?
That was the whole thing you wanted to tell us?
Eli Whit. No, but it's like and we had to have stupid fat and he would just in the middle of class he'd be like, who invented the toilet? And if you didn't know, you were in trouble. And the
what
toilet's a great one.
What did that have to do with civics?
Yes. Nothing. That's why it was so great. But
also,
we were just
what is
full
civics?
Government studies, sort of. Yeah. So we just had to know these things.
I totally thought he was mispronouncing physics.
Oh, no.
It's Let's Learn. I'm not that. Do you know who invented the toilet? It's my favorite thing.
I think
it.
I do, yeah.
Say it.
I
don't know his first name.
Thomas.
Okay, Crapper.
Yeah.
Big round of applause for that guy, man. Where would we be without him?
Emily.
All right, Chewbacca from Star Wars.
That is terrible.
That was real bad. It's based on George Lucas's dog, an Alaskan Malamute named Indiana, who also inspired Indiana Jones.
That is so cute.
Okay. Oh, interesting. I just saw a thing that who's the guy who did Lord of the Rings? One of the orcs was designed after Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah. Peter Jackson, right?
Peter Jackson, yeah.
Are you telling the truth?
The main one. I saw that picture too. I was like, that's hilarious.
Yeah, it's like a screw you kind of thing.
What are orcs?
Oh my God.
Yeah. Okay.
The phone number for hatred again. Go ahead, one more.
Oh, and ketchup used to be sold as medicine.
Say it again.
Ketchup.
no.
Catch up.
Oh my God. How do you get to this age and say so many things wrong?
Kicking like, it's my so feet weird together because I'm so bullied today.
Ketchup.
Ketchup was once sold as medicine. It was prescribed and sold to people suffering from indigestion back in the 1800s. Here's some tomato sauce to make
it. Was it a topical?
I don't know. All right. Please call us with your hatred for Erica or the weird, interesting facts you have. We call it Let's Learn!
Let's Learn!
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're doing Let's Learn.
Yeah.
Let's Learn!
Interesting, weird facts. I am not really getting over the life human-sized penguins.
No, I don't like it.
Yeah, I think that's going to manifest itself in some sort of nightmare scenario for me tonight where I'm being penguin handled, like manhandled by it. I'll be over here. Cole, okay. What's your Let's Learn?
Why we have a leap year? Interestingly enough, every day is 23 hours, 56 minutes, and 4 seconds. So every 4 years, that accumulates. So that's why we get an extra day in February.
Why do you know that?
I used to have a weird planet play thing when I was like 12 years old, and it just had a bunch of random facts, and that was one of them, and I never forgot it.
Nice. Do you know how long, as long as we're doing weird facts like that, because I read this one, do you know how long a day is on Mercury?
I probably used to know that with that same little planet thing.
It's basically a year.
Just one day? One day. That's a long
one
day.
Time around the sun for
right,
it.
True. No one's living there having to experience that.
It would take 176 Earth days from one sunrise to the next. So not quite a year.
That'd be a long work
just
day.
About half.
So you went and Googled it. You just didn't just trust me.
Correct.
You would.
Why would we?
Okay. Thanks, Cole.
Wait, I do have a cute fact.
Yes.
The voice actors of Mickey and Minnie, the original ones, got married in real life.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Okay, you were about to dismiss me.
That
I will not
true.
Shut up.
So they were like recording Mickey and Minnie and they fell in love.
They fell in love and they, got married in 1991. They met in 1988.
Okay. Jasmine?
Yeah.
Let's learn! What do you know?
Corvids, crows, ravens, stuff like that, they are natural predators to birds of prey.
What are that again?
Who are?
Crows.
Crows are natural predators to what? Like hawks?
To hawks, eagles.
What?
Like that.
A crow's going to kill a hawk?
You know what, though? You ever seen a really big crow?
And they're smart.
They're terrifying.
Yeah.
Wait, they're something smart.
Crows can talk?
Shut up. They can't talk.
Yeah, they can.
Sure they can.
To each other or to us?
To us.
No, they can't.
Yes, they can.
Kind of like parrots?
No, they can't talk.
It's not like parrots.
Like they don't repeat.
They can.
No way. Yeah. Crows?
Yeah.
But I've heard they can like work out complex problems.
Yeah.
Like you put a key over here and the lock over there and like whatever and they're like, oh, my food's in there and they figure it out. Like they don't talk.
I don't like that.
No, dude, no. Crows are bad. Okay. Thank you. Chris?
Yay.
Let's learn. What do you know?
So being a honey beekeeper, that bees actually have a unique way of communicating with each other to find food very quickly. And that is by dancing in the middle of the air.
Shut up.
That's kind of cute.
They don't actually talk like we're claiming crows do. Like, they dance.
Yeah, it's called the waggle dance. They actually do a dance that shows them the direction and the distance of the food source from the hive.
Mm.
Wow.
So they
it's
have
a figure eight pattern. That's so cute.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Okay. Come on, grab a honey and get on the dance floor. Thanks,
Charlie.
Yay.
Let's learn. What do you know?
So I got actually two things. Okay. One, sloths
can swim faster than they can move on land, and two, the moon appears upside down when you're like in the southern hemisphere, like we're in like Australia and South America.
Hey, Charlie. How do you know what the moon looks like right side up?
Yeah, I don't. It doesn't have a this side up.
Well, compared to how we see it up in the northern hemisphere, it appears upside down in the southern hemisphere.
So, like, if we took a picture of it and then went to the southern hemisphere and took another picture of it, we'd be like, those are flipped.
Yeah, just like flushing a toilet.
It does. And we know. We know the moon can.
Yeah. If you say something stupid, I swear I'm coming after you.
Just move on. We can just move on.
Chris?
Yes.
Let's learn. What do you know?
One fun. I don't know. Lamar Hunt came up with the name for the Super Bowl.
Okay.
After watching his kids play with a bouncy ball, the Super Bowl. And so that was it, ended up being what we know as today for the NFL Super Bowl, named after bouncy ball.
What?
Yep.
Why do you know
the
this?
Owner of this. I come from a long background of a toy industry and sports and things like that, and that's something I learned a couple of years ago.
That one is true.
Aaron!
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
I'm not super comfortable with what I have to talk about here, but I have to get something off my chest. I'm coming over to TX side on the food.
Yes, welcome. Welcome. Okay. What's
so
happened?
If you're unfamiliar, the ladies of the Slacker Show think of Showtime as like basically a Vegas casino buffet.
Right.
And it's just
that's not at all.
It's just
no,
food.
We have a limit to how much because
but
we
it's
bring
just
it.
Food. It's just the second you hear us stop talking, whether we go into a song, like it's just rappers and like, there it is.
Okay, I will say, since I have learned that it bugs you guys so much, I've been doing it more on purpose.
It doesn't bug me until
it
now.
It does now.
It bugs me now because now it's taken a new turn.
I don't do it on purpose. I just got to eat at some point.
At some point is the key part of that sentence. At some point.
Well, but if I've got a busy morning, then I try to get to work before we get started. But you know, sometimes I try to eat during that time that I'm here before we get started.
Mm-hmm.
Had
a lot of meetings this morning. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Time to eat during
how
those.
Was I to have time? I had to shower. Mm-hmm. I had to walk my dog.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I also did those things.
It's like you
did
think you have kids
did you
or
shower?
Something.
Yeah, but you also don't eat all day.
Yeah. See, that's why you have no hill to stand on.
No, that's why I have the biggest hill.
No, you
because,
don't
okay,
eat.
So you're making the argument that I'm just that much better than you? I would not say that. I would never make that argument.
I would say,
listen.
You should probably eat.
Listen, I'm trying to be on your team, but you need to just relax a little bit, okay?
Okay.
All right? I need you to like calm down your arm movements and like just keep it right in here, okay. Right in this little area. It's gotten excessive to the point. Did you post the video that you shot today yet?
Or? I'll post it right now.
Okay.
Put the sandwich down first.
Look, today I was pretty bad. I brought an entire Jimmy John sandwich in and I'm almost done with it.
Okay, so they're rude to us.
How?
But no, if you consider it rude to eat in your place of work where talking is your job,
it's then kind of the equivalent
rude.
Of like having a working lunch.
I get it. So in TX view, they're rude to T-Hack, but it's never really been rude to me.
I do try to eat in my office.
Right.
I really do.
I don't have an office.
So today...
I had a lot of meetings today.
Today, Aaron took it up a notch.
I did. I had a lot of meetings today.
We had a meeting with our boss. We have a standing meeting with our boss.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and before that, I had my own solo one. I had two solo ones with him prior.
To that, we had a Zoom.
Sounds awful.
And you, I was literally...
And he sprung these on you?
No.
So you knew about them?
Yes.
So you could have eaten before them?
So you wanted her to eat...
I had no time because they're back to back.
You wanted her to eat like 5 hours before the show
sure.
And then...
Sure.
But then I'm going to get hungry again.
Okay. She's going to have to bring another snack.
Okay. So in the middle of a meeting with our boss,
mm-hmm.
She pops open a salad with a stinky cheese on it.
Yeah, it was blue cheese.
And then realized, oh, look, it's got all the accoutrements. It's got the weird little bag of nuts or whatever. The and so she dumps pecans. All that in there. And I'm like, okay, she's just going to toss it lightly with her fork. Au contraire, mon ami. She now reseals
you
the salad.
You have to shake it.
And does the like, and it's like, and maybe you do have to shake it, Aaron.
You do.
Maybe you do. In the room with the meeting? You want me to shape it? Like, it's already rude to eat in the meeting. It's already rude to do that.
Thank you.
But you could have...
The meeting hadn't started yet. We were just hanging out.
I would honestly, if I
so
were you,
there was time in between.
I would lie and say I have diarrhea and go, like, go shake it outside the room and come back. We'd be, what was that? Is there a maraca band out there? But like, we couldn't even continue the meeting because like
the meeting hadn't started. There was nothing to continue. It was gonna start in like 2 minutes. That was all the time I had.
So tomorrow, like, we're going to start. I'm bringing a hibachi in here.
Right, but guess what? T-Hack doesn't eat, so he won't.
I do feel really bad because we all have our own places where we sit. Like, it's our designated spots. In
our boss's office, yes.
T-Hack happens to be by the trash can.
This is the next thing I was going to get to, but I'm going to let T-Hack finish that out.
So eating in the meeting, we've established, wildly inappropriate.
Also shaking your salad in the meeting.
We have established.
Yeah. Let the men talk.
The two men.
Oh, don't worry, we always do.
Slacker, hey, I'm trying to be on your side. Get your arms in.
You're right.
Okay.
You're right.
So she's eating the salad, and then when she's done with the salad, still the meeting's going on, she stands up. Walks over to the trash. She doesn't put the lid. Like, you could put the lid on. You could reseal it.
No.
But no.
Not with her stinky cheese.
Because I knew you guys were. I knew he was fuming. So I said, I'm going to do this.
So she puts the whole empty bowl of smelly salad.
Yes, very smelly salad.
In the boss's trash in his office. Yes. Where. There's likely no other food ever to go
it's
in that trash can.
It's funny because I don't think that our boss cared. Which is
I know, I don't think he cared either.
He cared the least out of everyone. It was T-Hack.
Oh, T-Hack cared enough for everyone.
Yeah.
That's wild. It's wild. I'm sorry. You gotta think about where you're putting your trash. It's stinky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio?
Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I am feeling teed off, and I think I'm going to kind of take the L on this one a little bit. But I'm
You take the L on all of these.
No, most of them I'm pretty... I point out things.
You get ultra mad about things that
I
don't...
I point out things.
Change happens.
No, nothing. It's...
All the problems in the real world. T-Hack don't care. So let's get teed up with T-Hack.
Oh, man, he's real teed off today.
Okay. Here's where I take a bit of the L, because I am the buy your significant other flowers person. I've been a champion. I advocate for that 1,000% because no one ever listens, and I don't know why. It's the easiest thing ever. I think guys have this gear of it's a waste of money. I spend a bunch of money. They die. It seems like, I just give her the money. It's like, no, I think...
I bought my significant other flowers.
Do
last
not
week.
Do that. That's do not, a waste of money.
No,
that's complete waste.
That's a complete waste of money.
Okay,
no, it is because no. We don't. It doesn't brighten
genuine
our
question,
day.
Genuine question, though. What is the equivalent?
There isn't one. It's what a. But there isn't one.
It's not.
It is. It is though.
No, those are.
I mean, the guy from the morning show. You invite him over and like you guys chum it up.
No, I bought them kind of for the house, but. He's never been given flowers before. So
right,
because
there's a reason why.
I'm going to give them. And he said it was very sweet. So.
Hey, Erica. Is
wow,
he your,
those are some strong words over there.
Is he your fiancé?
Yeah.
What did you expect him to say?
Okay, anyway, he's let's not go
gonna,
back to he, being
no,
teed
we're
going
to go back to him in
when
a second.
When did you become teed off, Slacker?
No, I'm just like, I'm sorry, ladies. And I've had a woman, buy me flowers before. And they're like, I bet nobody's ever bought your flowers. And you're like, right.
Wasn't it nice though?
They haven't. Want to know why? They've also never bought me a vat of sour cream. Two things I don't want. I don't
that
want it.
That is so different.
It's not even
I'm
slightly
texting
different.
Him right now. Did you hate it?
He will not.
Everyone power. In this room is teed off and we don't know why.
Erica, do you understand? You're leading the witness. He cannot let me and Dane go out. And I'm going to have him like three beers in and I'll get the real answer. He cannot tell you. He can't. Like, he can't. T-Ack, please.
I agree. Yeah.
He can't. Yeah.
Were those
honest
lovely
with
flowers
you.
I bought for you out of the goodness of my heart? Did you like those? Is how she's asking it.
No! Yes! I sent a text that said, did you hate it when I bought you flowers? Be honest.
He can't be honest. Like,
yeah, anytime a woman says be honest, you know not to
lie.
Be
honest. Lie. Smell the fat in these jeans, be honest.
Okay. Let's go back to why T-Hack's okay. teed off.
Can I just, want to piggyback on what you said. All I'm saying is, I think they think it's a waste of money, but they don't. There's like, because it's like what? When you buy the big one at King Supers, the big one's like 25 or 35.
Yeah, they go up.
The big dog. Mm-hmm. And you don't buy the big dog because then she would be like, what are you doing? Would you, like, if you bought the big one, she'd be like, what'd you do? You did something.
Yeah, it seems less like, thoughtful, more like you're making up for something. I'm with you.
Bing. So, like, I got trained to not buy flowers because it's like, well, you know, we were saving up for a trip. What are you doing? And it's like,
no, but you can go to Trader Joe's and get a couple bouquets or like the tiny, there's like five peonies for $7. And those are
stunning.
And then I got to
create something out of it?
No, she gets to. It's so fun.
So you give her a project? Why don't I just get her a jigsaw puzzle?
I'll take that too. Some Legos while you're at it. This isn't going well.
Do you like the jigsaw puzzle? Be honest.
I'm sorry that this is your moment, but I mean,
no, it's
like,
fine.
Please text in to 303-222-5423 if you think her fiance can answer that question, honestly. There's absolutely, it's impossible. She, like, I've hung out with them now, and I'm like, He's perfect for you, by the way, because he's just going to lie to your face forever and tell you exactly. No, but in the best way.
He's typing.
That's what great relationships are. Like, AHAC, like, looks at all of TX's weird little quirks and is like, I love him anyway. You begin to, like, you start to think, wow, I'd miss that if, like...
Yeah, she lied to me about some of the food, whatever that food that she had me try.
Yeah, she had you try gyoza, but she had to dumb it down and call it dumpling for
exactly.
you.
And I tried, it was good. So she lied to me.
But if she told you it was gyoza, you'd be like, I know, stop texting, gyoza is a dumpling. But like, she knew your tick, lied to you to get you to try it, yeah. like you're four.
Yeah.
What did he say?
I just feel like we need to get to the Tito.
We do. Like, we're hijacked
okay,
now.
What he said is, no, I was surprised, but like, oh, but like the thought behind it, because only getting things when you die is lame.
He's this close to telling the truth.
Because I told him, there's that thing where it's like men only get flowers when they die, and I just didn't want that to be the case. And so that's what he said. He was surprised by the flowers, but he likes that meaning. Okay. I hate you.
I didn't say anything. I'm saying, mm-hmm.
Your face says it all. Mm-hmm. T-Hack, why are you teed off?
So flowers, I agree, because it's the thought that counts. It's not really about the money. It's like, hey, I thought of you. I went, I got this for you. I want you to know that. It's not like it's not about the flowers or the money. It's like, I thought of you and I want you to know that.
Gotcha.
But here's where I disagree with that sentiment. Cards. Cards that you buy from the store specifically for, let's say, I don't know, an anniversary. That you would go and
your anniversary is here
and pick up a card to the store. They are so expensive. Mm-hmm. It's gotten to the point because I try to have the same mentality of like, this is part of it. You just get the card to show that
it's like $6 or something now.
Guys.
$9.
$9.
Because I don't even look because you're just like, whatever, it's overpriced. Grab the best one and pay for it. And then it's not until they ring you up and it's like, that was how much? And I know people are texting and going, well, at home, because my wife goes to like Marshall's and home.
Walmart has good, cheap cards.
I like going to Walmart too because my wife doesn't go there. So then
you're getting a card she hasn't seen.
Exactly. Yeah. So she'll stock up on cards at like Marshall's or something. But you can't do that in a relationship.
You can.
Like anniversary.
Well, you absolutely can.
Get 10 anniversary cards and just stash them somewhere. That's not
good.
Thoughtful at all.
It's good manifesting.
Oh,
so every year I buy one for the next 10. I know. Okay. I like that. I'm less teed off now.
I've never done that.
And look how that ended.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I don't even know where to start because I know in a minute Eric is going to be mad at me. So I'm going to start with T-Hack. Okay. First off, there's a reason you don't have any friends, dude. Start watching football, you.
Football? Why?
Yes.
Your rebuttal to that was just under your breath, I'm a basketball player.
Yeah, I like basketball. So I watch a lot of basketball, and I just don't really watch football.
Yeah, but then when it's football season, you should watch football.
Oh. But if I don't like it, why?
Great argument there.
But I'm a basketball guy.
You don't have
it's
a
baseball
team.
Season.
Okay. Baseball's not good to watch on TV.
No.
I don't think football is either. It's pretty boring. A lot of stop and start.
Boo!
I'm with Hack.
Thank you.
You don't watch football? Oh my god!
I only watch hockey.
What?
I've never been to an NFL game. Don't really care.
Oh my god! I don't think we can be friends anymore.
I can't believe I'm just learning this about you two, and I don't know what to do with myself. I watch a lot of football.
A lot. I watch all football.
Not in a pixie girl way. Like, yeah.
And look at both of you. Do we want to be like you?
What did you mean by that?
The reason we're talking about sports right now is that Taylor Swift has decided to now ruin yet another sport. She's now ruining hockey.
You can't even say it with a straight face.
Because
it's so ridiculous.
Like, when you say she's ruining hockey, you're speaking on behalf of a lot of people who actually feel that way.
I
just want to know who hurt them.
I'm going to say this. Erin has called me out and she's right. I don't believe this at all. I genuinely don't, but I'm like the Lorax. I speak for the trees. I'm going to speak for these idiot sticks who think she ruined a sport. I don't know the right answer, but just like when she came to the wedding and we discussed that, right? Where
right.
It's like, she's such a disruptive force that people just She ruins it for people.
She doesn't ruin anything.
Okay.
The people who can't behave around yeah. her ruin it.
Let him give out the fake argument first before we shut it down.
I can't.
He's trying his best to come up with something.
I mean, I don't really have an answer, but there, it's, I have 20 analogies in my head. I remember being friends. You guys are going to hate me because I'm way off topic here.
Okay.
I was friends with people who liked the band Rush. Do you know who that is?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Shocker that you don't know that, Erica. But you, the rest of the room knows
yeah.
who Rush is.
Yeah.
And then Rush put out like Tom Sawyer and Limelight, a couple songs, and they got popular. And then everybody's like, now I hate them. Because
they're
popular. Yes.
They're
I liked mainstream. Them when nobody liked them. Yeah. Same with U2. It's like U2 did Sunday Bloody Sunday. And it was like they were Red Rocks and like small. And then all of a sudden they became the biggest band on planet Earth. And everybody's like, I hate them.
I can't stand people like that.
That is all of the NHL right now. They're like, we were like this. We're the league. We're not football. And we're not basketball. We're in our own little world. And now Taylor Swift has invaded and made it bad.
And they should say, thank you, Taylor. We're now going to get better advertising. We have more eyes on the team. I didn't even know that. What is it? The Stanley Cup playoffs right now?
Okay.
I'm a hockey fan.
Okay, hold on, though. That sounds like she's pretty disruptive.
Correct.
If but her presence at one game yes. is like, thank you, now the league's going to grow. Now,
yeah,
like,
bow. That is, and yeah.
So she can't have it both ways. Either but she's disruptive or she's not. And I think she is.
She isn't disruptive. She went and sat in a box with her boyfriend, and they looked so in love and so hot, and everyone else panicked.
Because they don't want her to ruin hockey. Like, she ruined
football.
By
them bringing it up and trying to tear her down, they're the ones ruining it.
Bada bing, bada boom.
No, it's...
You're not a musician, so you can't go to any concert.
So I will tell you this. I agree with that wholeheartedly. Like,
it's so ridiculous.
Like, you weren't a fan of hockey before, so you can't be a fan of hockey now. And it's like, you can jump on board any sport,
anytime.
Any hobby, anytime. But when Taylor does it, it leaves a crater.
So she's supposed to sit in her home.
Yes. In one of her 20 homes.
Yeah, she's probably got like 7. But she's supposed to just sit at home and go, there's a lot of world out there, but I guess I won't participate.
She can
that
go-
is BS.
I think she participates in the world.
But you're saying she can't go to NFL games. She can't go to hockey games. She can't go to weddings. I do
what's
believe
left?
I would want her at my wedding. Honestly, nothing.
That's my whole week.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I got a pro tip for robbers. I'll tell you what it is in a minute. But just like when you're stealing something, make sure the thing you steal isn't doing what it does, because then you might, yeah, it'll make sense.
Okay.
Worst tease I've ever done in the history of this show.
Perfect. And I've got a story that'll make you say, oh, crab.
Oh, crab?
I don't like any of this.
I'm intrigued.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story's out of Virginia.
Virginia.
Meet Virginia.
Yeah.
I can't wait to
well,
meet Virginia.
You actually will have to wait to meet Virginia on this one because a vehicle crash happened in like the middle of the night. This was about like 2:40.
Boy. Stay tuned. She's falling apart before our very eyes.
No, so this happened at like 2:40 in the morning.
Oh.
It was a car and a van
That
was transporting barrels of blue crabs. This shut down the entire interstate.
Oh, boy. Oh.
And there were little crabs going all over the interstate.
It's radio, but she just made pinching things with her hands.
Well, and I made the sound.
And she did go side to side.
Oh, crab! Is that what we're supposed to say?
Okay, well, when it all got cleaned up, the sheriff's office put on social media, crabtastrophe averted. Oh, crab!
My story also not from Florida,
but it is from Germany!
Yeah.
Get to the chopper! Is Arnold from Germany? I think he is, so I'll do Arnold's voice. I think that
Erica likes it when I do.
Hey, when you use his voice.
So a German man decided to rob a store, so we broke into an electronics store. And he stole a bunch of stuff, and then he ran away. And then the police came to his house.
How'd they get, how'd they know it was his house?
Because what he stole was GPS devices.
Oh, come on.
Oh, no.
They're like, hey.
It led us right to ya.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he just stole a bunch of... Yeah.
What great advertising for the product.
Yeah.
Like, it really works.
Oh, yeah.
How'd you find his old vest?
Yeah. So he's in jail now.
Oh. All right.
All right. Can we be done?
Oh, mm-hmm. Proud!
Those were all the stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.